It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning to you, Martin.
Morning, Kalani.
The government is trying a new way of incentivizing South Africa's struggling junior mining sector. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the finance minister, Pravin Gordhan, in his budget has really tried to keep this on the radar screen. You know, the Treasury has been looking at some ways of incentivizing junior mining since 2006. And they first looked at the Canadian flow-through scheme, which is a fantastic scheme. I mean, if you go to Canada and you look at those massive underpins, the buildings of Toronto, you realize that they're all there because of the mining sector. And the mining sector grows because of the way they incentivize the junior mining. And it's called a flow-through scheme, which means that the expenses that are created from exploration flow through to the investor. And the investor is able to get a tax break on this. In other words, he's able to subtract this from his taxable income, and at the same time he holds on to the shares. So it has worked tremendously. But the Treasury in South Africa, in its wisdom in 2009, said no, we will introduce something better than the Canadian flow-through scheme. And they gazetted a venture capital idea in 2009, July the 1st, and it just went down like a lead balloon. Not one person has actually availed themselves of this venture opportunity. But fortunately now, Pravin Gordhan has kept this on the radar, and I think that's necessary. Ultimately, I really think that most people believe they'll have to go towards the Canadian flow-through scheme. They're not doing that in this budget at the moment, even though there is an urgent need for exploration, and a lot of juniors crying out saying they're not going to do anything for the next 3 years because there's just no ways they can get capital from banks. You see, this is the issue. The banks just don't fund these things, and we know that we need to explore. It's like the research and development of mining, and so does Susan Shabangu, the Minister of Mineral Resources. She's trying to promote this heavily, but I think you definitely need something like the Canadian flow-through scheme. But Treasury in South Africa says it's an admin nightmare. I think maybe the admin will be worth doing.
Well, on the other front, then, South Africa's once thriving platinum business, Martin, is suddenly being badly hit on many fronts.
You know, it is being hit by strikes. It's being hit by politics in Zimbabwe, which is quite serious because there's new ground rents coming through there. And it's also hit by, you know, the stoppages, the safety stoppages in South Africa. And this is having a very serious effect on the industry. Now, we know that when supply is threatened, as is happening now, because we've got, our second biggest platinum producer, Implats, having a prolonged strike, and it's not a normal strike, there's very different aspects to this. We've also got analysts crying out against Amplats, which is Anglo Platinum, the Anglo-American Platinum, and the CEO is having to do a review of the whole business. And then those active in Zimbabwe are facing massive increase in what they call ground rents. Like millions of rands are being charged. I think Implats faces a bill of about 48.5 million rand, whereas up to now they've only been paying something like 45,000 rand a year. So a massive injection of new vigor in terms of ground rents. Now, what happens is that supply becomes constrained. Already you see the signals of people being concerned about a shock. Now, if there's a shock, you get a spike in the price. And the problem with getting a spike in the price is that scientists then start looking for alternatives. And we know how valuable platinum is. We know that it's got a fantastic horizon. This is the metal that will play a part in driving our cars of the future and be part of the whole hydrogen economy and even generating electricity for us in a carbon-free way. But if, you know, it's not supplied, people look for alternatives, and we know they find alternatives. So it'll be terribly sad if this whole industry gets mortally wounded. At the moment, it is badly wounded, and we see that it's not coming to an end in Rustenburg with the unrest. And even if it does, there'll be weeks to go. And perhaps the lesson there is that even in business, you can't give monopolies. Perhaps in union activities, you can't give monopolies either. Because, you know, it's a closed shop for the National Union of Mine Workers there, and that hasn't done the National Union of Mine Workers any good. And now we have, a new emerging union, the Association of Mine Workers and Construction Union, AMCU, sort of coming at the industry in wildcat form, which is not doing anybody any good.
Well, some good news, though. South Africa has managed to beat off the UK and Australia for the right to host an important technical conference and exhibition, Martin.
You know, as we hear all the time from economists, we South Africans are actually exporting skills at the moment. You know, the Australians, the Canadians are taking a lot of our skills, and this is a very sad situation. And so it's very encouraging to see that there are some technology heroes in South Africa who fight to keep these skills in South Africa and who themselves remain in South Africa to develop skills. And in this issue of non-destructive testing, it is a small technology, but a very important technology, because this is a safety critical technology. It's what enables you to look into plant and equipment and see where the faults are and see whether there's any safety issues and see whether you can continue this for a long time, which saves a lot of capital. So it's vital, and it's so great that these people within the non-destructive industry have arranged for the World Conference on Non-Destructive Testing 2012 to be held in Durban, and they fought off, you know, all opposition from the UK and Australia, and they're going to have hundreds of people coming into South Africa from all around the world. I mean, you know, just the Indian delegation alone is 150 people. The Chinese are probably going to be of an equal number. South Korea coming in with 50 to 60 people. And this is all to showcase the state of the art of non-destructive testing, which is so important. And it's an opportunity for South African engineers to earn their continuous professional development points, which they have to earn, you know, on a yearly basis in order to remain with the status of being engineers. And you can earn these points by attending this conference, which goes from April 14 to the 20th in Durban.
Martin, as always, thank you very much.
It's a great pleasure, Kolani.
Cheers. Martin Creamer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back with us at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.